Welcome to the Ted Brower Show. This is Ted Brower. My co-host tonight is my wonderful wife, Sharon Brower, and she'll be joining us on Sunday nights, I guess, for the foreseeable future, since Austin's about to have a baby, and he wants to spend some more time with his wife before the baby gets here, and probably after the baby gets here, he'll be helping her with the baby. So we all know, my wife and I have had four children, so we know exactly what happens when you have a baby and how your entire life changes immediately. So thank you, Sharon, for being with us tonight, and how are you doing tonight, wonderful?
I'm blessed beyond measure, Ted.
You are. We're blessed. We went up to Yalaha's restaurant today in Yalaha, Florida. It's one of the best German bakeries probably in the southeastern United States. And so if you're ever near Leesburg or Ocala or close to Disney World, it's a very easy drive. A good friend of mine owns the place. His name's Jürgen Klum. He's actually a German, and he actually has the German bakery. But let's start this. I want to start today in the Book of John. And I want to read you something that most people don't really read much of, and they kind of skip over it. But it's John 3:16. We all know the verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. This is Jesus saying this. Now, I've quoted you guys this many, many times. I'm going to read it to you out of the verse now. Verse 19, this is the verdict. Jesus saying, light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. And I love that verse because, you know, the whole thing about it is this. Light has come into the world, and some verses call it, but the men have preferred the darkness. And what's sad about all of this is that people continue to do the same things that they've done for years and years and years and generations now, and they think they're going to get a different result. That's one of the first definitions of insanity. On Friday night, I was on with Doug Hagman. You guys will need to hear that show if you'd like to. It's about a three-hour talk show. The last 45 minutes, last 25 minutes, something like that, I actually got real... very direct with everybody who was listening. And I said, look, guys, it's time to wake up. It's time to do something with your life. It's time to get motivated about the Patriot movement and who we are in Christ and realize that if we don't do something, this country is going to be lost, you know, probably forever, since we're the ash heaps of history. So I'm not going to repeat all of that. I'm not going to start fussing and carrying on and preaching like I did on Friday night. But you guys can hear the last hour of that show if you'd like. And the first 2 hours are really good, too. It's a great show. Also, last Christmas for December, I played the... I was on Hagman on the December show for an entire 3 hours, and we talked about Morgellons disease, artificial intelligence that we're all being hooked up to, and I went into detail on that. And also a few weeks ago, I went into the whole thing with Star Wars and the space-based weapons platforms and scalar waves on this show on a Sunday night when I covered the book that we had talked about the total dominance of planet Earth. And then back in December, I did another show with Hagman. I always like to cross-market Hagman because he's such a good friend of mine. And plus, I don't like trying to cover a three-hour show and a one-hour talk show with you guys tonight. And I also go ahead and I did a show on the blood of Jesus back in November and how it sanctifies you and how it's able to continue to sanctify you using scalar waves. And so it's amazing what I talked about in that particular show, and you'll love it. Now, also, I want you guys to pray for Katie Whalen. She's going to be on with Dave Hodges tonight in about an hour when this show's over with. Dave Hodges will be on for 3 hours. And Katie is a wonderful person. She's a good friend of mine. And she needs to raise some money for some cancer treatment that she has, for the cancer that she's been healed. And I believe, God, she's totally healed. And she's working with folks out there getting vitamin C, IVs, and everything else. She's working with medical doctors out there in her state in Colorado. So, guys, pray for Katie, number one. Let's do that right now. And, Sharon, I want you to pray with me for this, too, please. So you can go ahead and finish the prayer. Father, right now, I pray for Katie, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that she's completely healed, that she's walking in divine health. I pray that you continue to give her strength, Father, as she is healed, and she continues to follow the protocol she needs to follow, Lord. I thank you that her health has been restored, Lord, and she's like an eagle, Father, that's been completely renewed. It's in Jesus' name I pray.
Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she's supernaturally healed. I thank you that she's walking in divine health. And I thank you that she's not moved by what she hears from man, but she stands on God's word, because your word says if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. And I believe, God, that she's got many, many years ahead of her, and she's going to eat the good of the land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, I want to cover something with you that Zig Ziglar taught me years ago. And this is to the Patriots that I'm talking to tonight and to all of our listeners that have become huge now. The show's actually gotten very large. Thank you, by the way, for all of that. The show tonight is brought to you by HealthMasters.com. We manufacture the highest quality supplements in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Some of the best products you're ever going to find. And we appreciate your support. You can go to HealthMasters.com. We have a Dave Hodges Healthy Joint Program and a Doug Hagman Healthy Blood Sugar Protocol. And we've got a Doug Hagman Healthy Immune System. We have all kinds of nice things that you can order on the line, including water distillation systems, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the end of my little commercial for this part of the show. But it's HealthMasters.com. You can also call us at 800-726-1834, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. If you want to hear my show live, it's every day. You can hear it on a 24-hour listen line. Phone numbers, if you can put this in your telephone, 641-552-5310. That's 641-552-5310. Let me tell you a story. Zig Ziglar one time was doing a seminar, and we got the audio tapes on it. And I heard this before I'd started doing seminars with him. Remember, I did like 100 seminars with Zig Ziglar. And what was interesting about this is Zig made a very interesting comment one time. He said, what we have to do in sales or in marketing or in our life or with anything that we get involved in is we cannot confuse activity with accomplishment. I'm going to repeat that. We cannot confuse activity with accomplishment. A lot of people get busy, 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 and they never get anything done. Like, let me give you an example. Today, we have a friend of ours who has some financial issues, and I've got another friend of mine who wanted to meet with him today to try to help him resolve the financial issues. So I called my friend up who's having the financial issues, and I said, I'd like to meet with you with my other friend to try to help you with your financial issues. And his response was, well, I'm busy cleaning the house today. I'm doing laundry and doing dishes. And I said, how effective is that going to be at getting your problem solved for your finances? I said, the dishes can wait. The laundry can wait. I've got a friend of mine who's willing to help you, and I'd like for you to be able to meet with him today because I'm not getting any support from you because what you're saying you want me to do to help you, and now your actions aren't congruent. Now, let me give you the example that Zig Ziglar gave me. Here's what he said. Now, this is from his story. I'll go do the best I can from memory. There was a French naturalist in the 1800s. He worked with, you know, nature and with bugs and animals, etc. And he did a lot of study on a bug called the processionary caterpillar. Now, the reason it was called the processionary caterpillar is because it would follow the caterpillar in front of it until there was a line of caterpillars going in a straight line, like a little marching band of caterpillars. And what he did is he took these processionary caterpillars, he got them going in the right direction on the side of a flower pot. So they were all following each other in this big old flower pot. There were several hundred of them walking in unison, following each other with this flower pot. And then what he did, he took the pine needles, which were their natural food of the processionary caterpillar, and he stuffed the entire pot full of pine needles. And what these processionary caterpillars did, because they weren't heading towards the pine needles, instead they were walking in a circle. They followed each other in a circle for days until they all dropped dead from starvation and dehydration. So all of the processionary caterpillars died. Now, the reason I tell you that story is this. For the two or three days they were marching, they were busy, they were getting it. I mean, they were moving, they were running down the pathway, they were moving, 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 they were in unison, they were in lockstep together, in formation, walking around that pot. They were busy, 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 but they were confusing activity with accomplishment. Friends, listen to me. We've got to do more than just have activity. We have to accomplish things. We have to be effective and efficient. So you can be effective but not efficient. If you're trying to hang some sheetrock on your wall and it takes you 14 hours to hang one piece of sheetrock, you were effective, but you were not efficient when you could have brought somebody in to hang that piece of sheetrock for probably $20 and been gone in and out within 30 minutes. See, that's what you need to realize, is that in this later date that we have, this latter time that we have on this planet right now, as the book of Revelation is starting to spool up around us with the mark of the beast and the digital currency and all the things that are happening, we have to realize that we have to be about our Father's business. We have to be doing the things that are going to be effective. We can't be confusing activity with accomplishment. We've got to be doing what we need to do. You need to be forwarding this email, this show that we're doing tonight, to all of your friends. You need to be forwarding my show from Hagman on Friday night to all of your friends. You need to stay tuned this after I'm off the air today, and you need to support Katie Whalen because they have a line you can call or a place you can log in to help her to get the treatment protocols that she wants to have. You have to do everything to be effective and efficient, and that way we shall eat the fruit of the land. Because the Bible says if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the fruit of the land. So the truth is this. If we continue to do what we've done to get to where we are, we're going to have the same results. This is why Donald Trump has picked up such a huge momentum and won so soundly in South Carolina last night. I mean, Ted Cruz, bless his heart, he's not a real good-looking guy anyhow, but last night I was listening to him talk after the primaries were over with. He looked like he'd been eating sour grapes. I mean, he looked awful. He was so upset. Because I'm sure he thought he was going to be able to play dirty tricks again and win another primary. But the point is this. The people in the United States have had enough of Congress confusing activity with accomplishment. We have a $4 trillion budget that's been proposed. Congress rubber-stamped Obama putting it through. I mean, unbelievable what's going on right now. And now we think that they may actually be putting two Supreme Court justices in before Obama gets out of office because somebody else is going to retire. I mean, are you kidding me? They're going to stack the court that far to the left? Unbelievable. We have to become more efficient. We have to be starting to send out more emails, more tweets, more Twitter feeds, everything. You know, link people back to the shows. Let people know that something else is available to them instead of the mainstream garbage that they've been listening to for years and years and years. Sharon, what do you think about all this?
Well, Ted, it's a time in our lives, it's a time in history where apathy cannot be a word. It cannot be something in our lives. We can't be apathetic. It's a time now where we can't get away with being unproductive. No, we've got to get out there. We've got to work. We've got to do sometime with, you know, things that aren't comfortable. We've got to do things, like you said, to be efficient and effective, to make a difference. And if we all got that mindset, you know, like you said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Well, come on, guys. I want the good of the land. I want the best. I want to be the best. And sure, it's easier not to do anything. It's easier to rest. But this is not a time of rest. We are in a time in history where we've got to get out there and work. And no one is exempt from that. Everybody really needs to get involved.
I remember years ago, Sharon, when I first started sharing this stuff with you, gosh, 10 years ago now, you would say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know about it. I want to go on my life. I've got all these little kids running around the house. And finally, you know, this went on for a couple of years. And finally, you start saying, hey, let's turn that talk show back on, that alternative knock talk show. Because you finally began to realize that the stuff that we were being told on the mainstream news after you hear the truth is a bunch of lies. Light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. So friends, listen to me tonight. Don't prefer the darkness. Prefer the light. And I'm not saying that I'm right every single thing that I say to you all the time, because I have the same news stories that everybody else is reporting on. I just give you a little different spin on them. Let me give you my first story tonight. Hillary Clinton's support for GMOs once again confirmed. This is an interesting story. This is nuts. The bride of Frankenfood, Hillary Clinton, has just gotten an endorsement from none other than Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for supporting a genetically modified food supply. Clinton's unyielding support was once again revealed recently when she was quoted on the Cornell Alliance for Science, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, saying, this is Hillary, quote, I stand in favor of using seeds and products that have a proven track record. There's a big gap between the facts and what the perceptions are. Yeah, the facts are people die on this stuff, Hillary. She goes on to say, this article goes on to say, with speaking fees coming from biotech-supported institutions starting at $350,000, most people with eyes to see already knew that Clinton was supporting companies like Monsanto and Dow. As more people follow the money trail, she's under increasing pressure as revelations regarding her ties to Monsanto and biotech industry become popularly understood. This is nuts. This is an outrage. $21 million for speeches to big banks revealed on CNN today, of which $21 million they paid her for speaking to big banks. Revealed on CNN today, of which at least $335,000 was from Monsanto and friends. $153 million. And speaking fees to Bill and Hillary Clinton document. Remember what she said? She was broken poor when she left the White House. This woman will lie about anything. In total, the two gave 729 speeches from 2001 with an average payday of $210,000 per speech. The two have also reported at least $7.7 million for at least 39 speeches to big banks, including Goldman Sachs. According to the Organic Consumers Association report on the keynote's address, Hillary Clinton received a standing ovation for her encouraging advice on how to get more people to eat and to like GMOs. I mean, this is insanity. Sharon, what do you think about this mess?
Ted, as you were saying that, I thought, I pray to our God that someone publicly, with the cameras on that lady's face, says, oh, Hillary, how many GMOs do you eat? Do you not eat organic? And, of course, you know, she'll lie, but let's find out how this lady eats.
Well, the globalists don't eat the GMO foods. They don't.
I know.
They bring their own plane full of food. I mean, they have their own chefs. They all eat the fresh, organic fruits and vegetables with their own chefs. I mean, you know, and I understand there's some security associated with that, and Obama probably doesn't want to be poisoned by somebody. But, of course, if he just eats his own GMO foods, he'll poison himself because of what he's promoted. Here's another interesting article. Increasing rates in diabetes and obesity linked to emulsifiers and additives in processed foods. This is from Mei Chang. So studies on the human gut have added further evidence that emulsifiers and additives found in most processed foods are linked to obesity, diabetes, and inflammatory bowel disorders. Okay, it's like Crohn's disease. Then it goes on to say, studies have used mice to test the effect of two common emulsifiers, carboxylate, methylcellulose, and polysorbate 80, on the microbiome makeup and the metabolism, finding that relatively low-level concentrations of these emulsifiers resulted in distinct alterations in the gut ecosystem microbia and led to a low-grade inflammation and the onset of metabolic syndrome. Guys, I'm here to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this again. I'm going to beat this like a dead horse. You know, we've got a product called the GHI Cleanse, and it's specifically designed to cleanse out the gut and to get all this poison out of your system. I've had so many people have had so many results with this. You can also use bentonite, but I can't tell you how many people we've talked to who've had problems with intestinal disorder, Crohn's disease, celiac disease. The list goes on and on and on. You can't put pesticides in the concentrations they're using them now and herbicides in the concentrations they're using them now on non-organic food through your intestinal tract and not expect to have horrible, horrible side effects, which you're going to have. It just takes a matter of time. And remember, there's something called epigenetics. When you eat a lot of bad food, it changes your DNA, especially if it's been changed genetically. And when that DNA gets changed, that change in genetics is transferred to your children. This is why when you feed mice GMO foods, within 60 days they're covered in tumors. If they're able to reproduce, then they reproduce. The next generation is unbelievably sickly. If they can reproduce, they're unbelievably malformed and they have all kinds of birth defects. I mean, they've got hair growing out of their mouth and all kinds of other horrible things. And the other day I saw a picture of a mountain lion that had teeth growing out of its skull. And you think, well, where's all that coming from? Well, who knows? It may be eating animals that have been fed GMO corn because they've got deer, you know, in feeders that are eating GMO corn. I don't know. But the craziest thing is we're getting more and more and more of these mutations in animals all over the world now. And some people say it could be from the Fukushima and from the radiation that's blasting the northwestern part of the United States. The problem is stay off the junk food and realize if you're eating it in a restaurant, it's not organic in 99% of the cases. Even Whole Foods has finally admitted that a lot of the foods they have on their organic, quote-unquote, buffet meals that you eat in their grocery store, in their restaurants, their stores, isn't organic. So eat at home. Eat healthier food. It's a lot cheaper than eating out anyhow. Here's another article. Consumer group warns against consuming Splenda. This, by the way, causes kidney calcification. This is the stuff that's in the yellow packages. This is from Natural Society. Findings of the study on a link between sucralose and cancer that caused uproar when they presented at a cancer conference in 2013 have finally been published. The food study industry dismissed the results of the study when they were presented in London, but they are now available for the world to see in peer-reviewed International Journal of Occupational and Environmental Health. In response to the study, the consumer group, the Center for Science and Public Interest, has recommended people avoid consuming sucralose, also known as Splenda. Now, here's what's interesting about this product. This is a chlorocarbon. This product is a pesticide, is what it is. It's a pesticide, and we're eating it. It's a chlorocarbon. It's poison, and we're ingesting it. I remember one time, Sharon, you remember this. This is way back when Splenda first came out. I was on an airplane, and there was I got upgraded up into the business class section of the plane, which is always nice when you get an upgrade. And I remember I was sitting beside a professor, and I believe he's from the University of Chicago. I can't remember. I knew I was flew to Chicago. It's one of those big universities up there. And he's a chemist, and he's a professor there. And we started talking about aspartame, and we started talking about Splenda. And he finally said to me, he goes, well, every once in a while, I'll drink a diet soda with aspartame in it. And I looked at him. I said, well, why do you do that? I said, it contains paint thinner. He goes, well, the body can metabolize a certain amount of paint thinner. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. I said, why would you want to drink any paint thinner? It's stupid. He says, well, I do it every once in a while. And he goes, but what I won't touch is I will not touch the chlorocarbon Splenda. It is a pesticide that causes kidney calcification and damage. This is stuff in the restaurants in the yellow packages. It's in the yellow packages. It says Splenda on the package. Don't eat this stuff. I mean, years ago, I had a friend of mine who was a bodybuilder, and he was using a really cheap protein powder that was sweetened with Splenda. And I told him and told him and told him not to do it, and he would not listen. He kept eating it. Finally, he came to me because I don't know what to do. I'm having severe kidney pains. And I said, well, I told you, Splenda will calcify your kidneys. It will turn your kidneys to stone. And I said, so go ahead and keep eating your kidney, and all your nephrons will die. And I said, you know, you'll have kidney failure. But you, you know, keep doing your own Splenda if you want. So he immediately stopped within a couple of weeks. His kidney started working properly again. He no longer had any kidney pain. So same thing with aspartame.
You know, what I do is keep a bag in the car because
a bag of
alternative sweeteners.
What are you talking
about?
What bag do you keep in the car?
Like a stevia.
There you go.
We get the small little packets of stevia. We get the small little packets of the coconut sugar. And you can get those, if, you know, just like the small little packets of the junk that we're talking about. You can keep those in your car, take them inside the restaurant with you or wherever you are, and use them as a sweetener. Because this other stuff is so poisonous, I don't want to be using it. And if you want to sweeten it, you're going to think, well, I don't have anything with me. Keep it with you. Just put a couple in your pocket. We talked about this on Friday, Austin and I did. And we've got to quit compromising our health. Because all these things, like the pesticides and everything you're talking about, Ted, people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker. We need people to get healthier and healthier because we need people with energy that can get out there and make a change with, you know, what's going on right now.
You're absolutely right, Sharon. In fact, the reason I wanted to mention that is because I hadn't said anything about stevia yet. And that's why I said, you know, what type of sweetener to use. But now, if you want to have a really good beverage, did you talk about using it for lemonade the other day?
No, we didn't even bring that up.
Lemonade is one of the best things you could drink if it's not sweetened with sugar. And if you take stevia and you take distilled water and you put 1 ounce of lemon juice, it has to be fresh squeezed lemon juice, into like 8 ounces of water, take some stevia and mix it in there with it and stir it up and put some ice in it, it's the best iced lemonade you've ever tasted in your entire life. It's phenomenal. It tastes great. And that lemonade will help strengthen your pancreas and help strengthen your liver and help to stabilize blood sugars. In fact, when you go to the website healthmasters.com and you get the healthy blood sugar protocol, the Hagman Healthy Blood Sugar Protocol, we go into detail. We send you a whole list of stuff to do from a dietary standpoint. And one of those things we tell you to do is to start drinking at least 1 to 2 glasses of that lemonade every single day. But it has to be fresh squeezed, and it cannot be from reconstituted lemons. In other words, it can't be something you're buying that's already been squeezed 3 years earlier and put into a freezer, and they bring it back out and sell it to you as fresh. It doesn't work. It has to be fresh squeezed lemon every time you make it. It only takes a second to do it, and it's one of the best things you can do. When I was running my clinic back in the 80s, that's one of the first things we always told people when they came in and they had irregular blood sugars. We said, if you want to really help to stabilize your liver and stabilize your blood sugar, you've got to start using lemon juice every single day or lemonade. But back then we didn't have the stevia to sweeten it with, so it was pretty hard to deal with it because you had to drink it straight. But if you use the stevia, it tastes absolutely wonderful. Now, let me go ahead and let's talk a little bit about a few of the stories. Right now in the Hungarian Central, Sharon and I were just in Hungary a couple months ago, and they're planning right now for the worst case scenario. The Hungarian Central Bank is now hoarding 200,000 rounds of ammunition and hundreds of guns due to security risks. Tyler Durden says, Hungary isn't playing around when it comes to security, but as it turns out, migrant-to-be-gone fences and tear gas aren't sufficient in today's dangerous security environment. And so the Hungarian Central Bank is stockpiling guns and ammo. Hungary's central bank, already facing criticism for spending spree ranging from real estate to fine art, is now beefing up its security force, citing Europe's migrant crisis and potential bomb threats among the reasons. Bloomberg writes, the National Bank of Hungary brought 200,000 rounds of live ammunition and 112 handguns for a security company, according to documents. Okay, now let me share something with you this. The National Bank of Hungary is a Rothschild-controlled banking cartel bank. And what's happening in Europe right now is they're starting to get very, very angry again in Germany, in Hungary, in Switzerland, and in Austria. All over again towards the international banking community. This is exactly what happened in the 1920s when they hyperinflated the currency in the Weimar Republic in Germany. And I've got several articles sent to me today from German newspapers that they're incredibly mad about the migrant thing, the banking thing, and they want to start exporting these people and getting them back out of the countries. And to me, this is telling me that the Hungarian president, who already put up big, huge fences to stop the migrants from coming in, that he's deciding whether or not he wants to keep the Central Bank of Hungary intact. They're starting to get word of all of this, Sharon, and now they're starting to arm these banks so they can't be overthrown and taken out, and the state can't put in a central bank that doesn't have to operate off, off of debt. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, my gosh.
Because remember, remember when we were in Hungary last year, the Hungarian people have not taken the euro. Remember that?
That's right.
They have not taken the euro, so they have the ability at this point to issue their own currency like we used to do in the United States and some of these other countries did when they were independent and walk away from the Rothschild-controlled debt-based currency system. So now they're arming the banks in Hungary, I guess, to prevent this type of carnage from taking place. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I know in Iceland a couple of years ago they did the exact same thing and they threw out all the Rothschild banking cartels. They got rid of the central bank. They started printing debt-free currency and Iceland's getting better and better and better from an economic standpoint now. But the Rothschild banking cartel does not want the world to know what happened in Iceland, and now apparently they're arming their banks there in Hungary. That, when I saw that story today, I thought, that's really interesting. I mean, why in the world would they do it? Because remember, the Central Bank of the United States has said, and Alan Greenspan's own words were something like, the bank is above the law. We cannot be prosecuted. We cannot be told what to do. We cannot be audited. You cannot force us to do anything we don't want to do. We don't answer to the government. So that's the arrogance of these central bankers now. They think they can do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, and they're going to get away with it. The sad part about it is, until we, the people of the United States, stop confusing activity with accomplishment, and we start moving and acting against these things and start putting people into office that are willing to speak the truth, like Donald Trump. And yes, you guys know that I'm supporting Donald Trump, and I don't know if he's for real. I believe he is, because remember what he did last week, and I didn't report this yet. Well, I did on my daily show, but not tonight, is that he said that he's going to find out what the 28 pages of the redacted 9/11 Commission report say, and that he's going to turn around and he's going to tell us, the American population, and he said, don't be surprised if Saudi Arabia is not involved in the takedown of the towers on 9/11 and if they did not fund it. So I'm sure that he's already heard that from somebody else who's seen those redacted reports. And the sad part about it is remember when the Bush administration gave the Bin Laden family just a complete carte blanche, we've got a complete airports are grounded, planes are grounded, but we're going to let the Bin Laden family fly back to Europe and get out of here because we don't want them to be tied into this 9/11 mess. See, all of these roosters are coming home now with Trump, and I really believe, Sharon, that he's going to expose these guys, and they're scared to death. What do you think?
Well, I want to encourage everybody to pray for this man because prayer changes things. Pray that God will protect him. Pray a hedge around him. I mean, if he's going to come out and be so bold and start speaking the truth, we've got to really pray that he's got a network of honest people that will do anything they can to protect that man, Ted.
I agree, Sharon. So let's go to the next story. Vaccine uptake reaches all-time lows. Policy for the government now shifts to mandatory enforcement and criminalization for refusal. I mean, wow. People all over the country, especially in more affluent areas, the people that have had college educations are saying, hey, wait a minute, we are not going to do this anymore. We're not going to play this game anymore. So now more and more states are passing mandatory legislation, especially for healthcare workers to have vaccines. And also in California. And it was ironic to me, and all of you liberals who are listening right now, you guys used to stand firm against vaccines, especially in California. You used to be huge homeschool advocates. All of these things that you guys stood for generations, of all these things that you wanted to have rights and all these things, you guys have completely crawfished and changed your mind on. And now you're putting people in office like Hillary Clinton, who is pro-vaccine, pro-GMO, anti-homeschool. Are you kidding me? You know, it's bad enough that we got guys like Rubio and these guys who crawfish on everything and Ted Cruz who won't stop lying and Jeb Bush who at least is out of the campaign now who won't stop lying, whose entire family are criminals. It was so funny. That book was released last week about the Bush crime family and suddenly he steps down because I guarantee you he didn't want to have that. It was by Stone. He did not want to deal with Trump again on the campaign trail, bringing up that book. You know what I'm right, Sharon? Trump would have
I thought the same thing. I thought, that's not a coincidence, and it never is. They expose it.
Well, no, because Bush knows. That book just came out about his entire family, Prescott mm-hmm. Bush, all of it came out, and now all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to get off the campaign trail. Well, no, he doesn't want to deal in another campaign with Donald Trump calling him a criminal probably, and a liar, and a thief, and a collaborator, and how his grandfather was basically charged under the Trading with the Enemies Act, and his grandfather's bank was closed in New York. I mean, this is the Bush cartel. It's the Bush Nazi crime cartel. And all of a sudden, all of that stuff comes out last week with the book release, and all of a sudden, oh, Jebby boy, he does not want to do another debate, which I can't really blame him on that.
Well, Ted, it's funny because, well, it's not funny, but I mean, well, we pray every day. We pray that the truth will be exposed in Washington. And what we mean by Washington is in the government. The truth is going to be exposed. And all these people are going to be exposed. The lies are going to be exposed because Satan is the father of lies. And God is the revealer. And all of us need to pray that the truth be exposed because, like Ted said again, what does light have in common with darkness? And exposure is the best thing. Get all this out in the open, and they don't have a chance.
Well, no, once you expose them for the liars that they are, like Trump did to Bush and with Rubio, all of a sudden Rubio drops in the polls. He gets third now in South Carolina. And, he looked like he'd been sucking on sour lemons, bless his heart. I mean, the whole thing about it is that his wife is a member of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. She's a Goldman Sachs insider. Are you kidding me? Just the fact of who he's married to excludes him as far as the presidency.
That
he's a Canadian, that he's not even eligible.
Right.
Neither is Rubio. Neither one of these guys are even eligible to be in the White House or to run for this office. The only people right now that should even be in this election running right now would be Kasich and Carson and Trump. The rest of these guys need to go ahead and just step on down and be done with it. But I like Ben Carson, but I wish he would step down and I wish he would endorse Donald Trump. Next story.
Yeah.
Zero measles deaths in the United States in the past 10 years, right? But over 100 measles vaccine deaths have been reported. 108 total. Think about that for a second. No deaths from measles in 10 years, but over 100 people have died from the measles vaccine. Now, if that doesn't bother anybody, I don't know what else I could say about that. The crazy thing is I had the measles, Sharon had the measles. All of us who were born back in the 50s had the measles. We have a lifetime immunity to the measles. We will never get measles again. And I don't know one person who got really, really sick from measles or one person who died from measles back in the 50s or the 60s. We used to have measles and chicken pox parties in which we could infect everybody in the school as quickly as possible so it would run its course and be done. I mean,
get it over with.
No, and then you have a lifetime immunity towards it. And the immunizations don't give you lifetime immunity. So the reality is this. We give all of these shots, all of these drugs, all of these chemicals, and we wonder why all of these kids are coming down with autism and all these learning disorders. I remember back in the 90s, Sharon, you remember this. One of the key things that I talked about all the time was the increase in autism, the increase in autism, the increase in autism in ADD. I wrote a book on it, I think, in 2001. It was called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Children. It was a bestseller. It's available online. We don't sell it anymore. It's out of print, but you can get it used for a couple bucks online on Amazon. And what it did, it showed everybody what the autism was coming from, and I linked the smoking gun all the way back to the immunizations that were being given. I also linked all of the shootings in all of the schools that were taking place in the 90s to the use of serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac, which have a side effect of causing suicide and irrational behavior. I linked all of it together. This was 15, 16 years ago I wrote this book. And the sad part about it is every single thing I said in that book was correct. And it's still correct today. The sad part about it is, again, people don't want to read. And Sharon, it's like this. All these folks that we know, so many people all over the country right now are struggling to make ends meet. They're struggling to pay their mortgages. They've bought things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't know, many of them.
That's right.
Many of them haven't done that. They're just trying to buy basic transportation to get to and from work or to and from their two or three jobs they're trying to have. The American dream as we know it because of the tax structure and the government regulations has been severely hampered. And so until we return the Constitution and get rid of this fascist criminal dictatorship, this oligarchy control of the United States, this shadow government through the Economic Stability Fund, Exchange Stability Fund, that's been running the country since 1934, some say before that, this shadow government, this shadowy group of international bankers that run around doing whatever they want to do to whoever they want to do it to and killing whoever they want to kill, until we get rid of this nonsense and do all of this and put it back the way it was in 1911, 1912, before 1913, Federal Reserve Act, the country can't be fixed. And Ron Paul, and you guys who support Ron Paul, I love Ron Paul, but Rand Paul is not Ron Paul. That's why he couldn't get any traction. In fact, Rand Paul, if you guys are living in Kentucky, you need to support him because he's about to lose his Senate seat in Kentucky because everybody's going after him now to get him out of there so he won't even be a viable candidate for anything any longer as far as changing legislation. Because remember, when Rand Paul turned against his father in 2012 and endorsed Mitt Romney and sent his delegates to Mitt Romney and endorsed that, Rand Paul wasn't running. Rand Paul did not endorse his father, endorsed Mitt Romney and left Ron Paul out there hanging. Rand Paul lost a huge percentage of his fan base and a huge percentage of his supporters, and rightly so. Because I really thought he could, I really believe he thought he could compromise with these guys to try to get more things done in Washington, and he learned real quick he was thrown under the bus. Now, here's another article. Detroit is collapsing into a third world status as water supplies are becoming too toxic to drink because of lead poisoning. And guys, this isn't just what's going on in Detroit. It's also happening in Flint and all over the United States. And the reason I want to cover this story again is we talked about in depth about distillation on Friday night. Distillers are absolutely important. Let me tell you how they work. Most filters filter water. They go through a membrane, and the garbage gets caught in the membrane, and everything goes through. That's how Berkey filters work. That's how reverse osmosis filters work. Distillation doesn't work like that. Here's how distillation works. You take the water, and you boil it, and you separate the water from the trash in the water. That's how it works. All the trash stays in the container. It doesn't go with the water in the steam. So the steam dissipates, it goes up, and it goes through stainless steel condensing coils. Now, every once in a while, if there's a poisonous substance in there that turns to gas when it gets boiled, it goes through what's called the volatile gas vent on that condensing coil, and it escapes, and it avoids going back into the distilled water and getting recondensed. And then it drips into a stainless steel tank. Now, that's what we drink for distillation. The highest quality water you're ever going to get. Now remember, distilled water, if you're doing it for lemonade or whatever, as soon as you squeeze lemon in it, it's no longer distilled water, but it is still purified water that was made, basically it's purified lemonade, it was made with distilled water having its pH changed after the lemon went into it. So remember, the distilled water is critical for your health. If you go to healthmasters.com, we've got a 5% off coupon right now for our listeners. We're not going to do it for email for a couple more days. If you're listening to the show or you heard Hagman's show on Friday night, it's Doug, D-O-U-G-5. Put it in the coupon code. When you check out, you get 5% off everything, including distillation systems. Because I want you guys to know, distillers are absolutely critical. You're separating the water. There is no filtration. You're leaving the junk in the bottom of the containment vessel. Now, what I've done, the last time I cleaned my distiller, I took a video of what was in the bottom of my distiller. It's like a little 30-second video. I'm going to post that on the Health Masters website or have Austin do it tomorrow so you guys can click on it. We're going to send another email about the water thing since it's on sale this week anyhow. And I want you guys to click on that and watch that 30-second presentation of the stuff that came out of my water that I would have drunk that would have been in my body, in my soft tissues, in my arteries, in my heels. It causes heel spurs and everything else. All of this stuff builds up in soft connective tissue, causing all of these problems. And I'm going to show you how that works when you see the video. Donald Trump promises, as a president, I will sign a bill to defund Planned Parenthood. Praise God. That's right. That's the Planned Parenthood that sells baby parts. And if a baby's born live, they cut their umbilicals or they let them bleed to death on the table. Oh, that's that same Planned Parenthood. That's right. We saw the videos of that, and the people who took the videos and published them out, they ended up going to jail because they didn't have permission to videotape. Oh, that's right. They were committing all these felonies, all these horrible, barbarous acts, but they didn't get in trouble at all for doing what they did. And but Donald Trump has said he will defund Planned Parenthood. And praise God if he does it. I hope he wins. Here's another article. U.S. Marshals, I covered this, I believe it was on Thursday, U.S. Marshals make arrests over non-payment of student loans. I have told you guys repeatedly that student loans are a nightmare. Don't do them. Go to junior college. And listen to me, kids. And parents, you listen to me for a second, too. I was a college professor for 2 years in Tallahassee. They called me Professor Brower. I guess you could still call me that. And what was interesting about this is I learned that these kids were going to school in Tallahassee, and most of them were working, and they didn't get student loans. This student loan phenomena has really started back in the 80s, 90s, and in the last decade. And the reason it's done that is because they made the money so easy to get. But it's not easy to pay back. And these guys now are having U.S. Marshals. They're getting warrants for them because they're not showing up they're filing lawsuits on them for not making payments. Then the lawsuits are going on they're ignoring them. So they're getting judgment as against them. They're ignoring them. So the judges are signing that these people are going to be served by U.S. Marshals and arrested for not paying their student loans. I mean, Sharon, what is that? What's that? Do you remember when you were in college? Nobody got student loans like that.
No, what you did is you may have to slow down the process, and it may take an extra year to graduate, but you'd work jobs to pay, you know, each semester and take it each semester at a time. And the thing is, Ted, these kids, you know, are getting married, and they're bringing into a brand new marriage all this debt. I mean, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and on, thousands of dollars into a brand new marriage. That's like having a baby, you know, right when you're married. I mean, it's your first year of marriage is a challenge enough not to have to have all this debt.
Well, you think about it. If you have $100,000, I know kids who go to Southeastern. They come out for full 4 years, fully financed. They come out with $100,000 in student loans. That's like having a $100,000 home payment immediately after you get out of college. And if the girl has it and the boy has it, now they got two $100,000 home payments. How in the world are they ever planning on living in their own place? And that's why so many kids, Sharon, are living at home with mom and dad, and they're married, or they're still single and living at home with mom and dad after they get out of college. Because this failure to launch is because the debt load is so high. And if I was going to be president, which I'm never going to be president because I'm never going to run for president, if I was going to be president...
I'd vote for you, Ted.
Well, thanks, Sharon. But I think we need to tell Donald Trump to do an executive order to allow bankruptcies to be taking place with people who have student loans. And if they come out of college with $200,000 or $300,000 in student loans and they get a job and they see they can't get out of this debt they're in, they should be able to file bankruptcy. That's what the laws were put in there for. Because otherwise, what we end up being is indentured servants, which is what they want. They want us back into the feudal system in which you can never pay off the bills, in which you are an indentured servant or a bond servant or a slave. And that's what they want us to be in this country. And all of these kids that are coming out with these hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, I mean, it's incredible. I know so many people that are in their 40s and 50s, Sharon, they're still making payments on their student loans. And because the interest rates have...
They don't have a fighting chance. I mean, it's tough enough to get out of college and get a career started or start your own business or start being employed and just to get a job these days. And these poor kids, I mean, they believe the lies, and they're like wolves coming in for the kill. They believe the lies, and these people are just preying on them.
No, it's absolutely true. Okay, here's another article. Sweden to store 1,800 migrants on docked luxury cruise ship. This is from Zero Hedge. Yes. According to the Interior Minister Anders Ekman, Sweden now plans to deport 80,000 of the 163,000 immigrants it sheltered in 2015. That's getting rid of half of them because they're taking over the country. But that won't stop the flow of refugees, which means the country is going to need more and more innovative ways to house the asylum seekers. Well, Sweden is on an island. You've got to go across the ocean there to get to Sweden. They just need to stop the ferries from bringing them in. Yeah, newsflash, Sweden, stop the stupid ferries. I mean, no offense to you guys, stop it. Tell them they can't come off the boat. Don't let the boats land. I mean, we've been to Sweden multiple times. Fortunately, Migrations, Verket, the Swedish migration agency, has a plan. They will use luxury cruise ships to store migrants. Swedish tabloid Aftonbladet has revealed that one of the contracts which has agreed to provide floating accommodations for the luxury ships, U.S. ship managers, has applied for planning permission to dock the ship, the Ocean Gala, in Harnesund on the east coast of the northern Sweden. The local reports, however, the local council is opposed of the bid due to the size of the ship, which becomes Sweden's largest accommodation hub for asylum seekers. Guys, listen to me, in Sweden, they've got to cross, you know, 30, 40, 100 miles, whatever, of open North Sea water to get to you guys. You're attached to Norway. There's no road from Europe to you. They have to be on a boat. Stop them from getting on the boat at the port, or stop the boats 10 or 20 miles out and turn them around and say, no, you can't come on anymore. If you're bringing in 180,000, you're going to deport 80,000. Are you kidding me? So why don't you stop the 180,000 from coming in to start with? That'd be a lot easier. What do you think, Sharon?
Well, my question is, who's paying for all this? And, well, I know who it is. And my question to you, Ted, is, the thing is Sweden becoming like, it's almost a Muslim country, isn't it?
You know, I remember years ago we were in Stockholm. We went on a cruise ship there, gosh, back in the 90s. And I'll never forget, this is almost 20 years ago now. And I remember when we got to the port, we stopped, and I couldn't believe it. It's like everybody there was like blonde hair, blue eyes. This typical, and you remember, Sharon, you were with me.
Yeah,
it was a typical Sweden stereotype. Blonde hair, blue eyes, everywhere. There were no dark hairs. There was nothing. It's like you see the Swedish volleyball team, and they're all blonde haired, blue eyed, gorgeous, right? That's what it looked like. It was crazy. We get there this last time, about 3 or 4 years ago, we went with your mother back over there on another cruise, and we stopped there in Stockholm. It was almost all Muslim. Remember that, Sharon? I said,
yeah,
Sharon,
I felt like I was in London.
No, it was the nuttiest thing I've ever seen. And I thought to myself, where's the culture? What just happened here? I mean, this
where's
is 20 years. 20 years it went from blonde hair, blue eyed, everybody, to like no blonde hair, no blue eyes, all Muslim. And I thought to myself, this is insane. Now, I'm sure there were some blonde hair, blue eyed people running around that I didn't see, but we walked through the main center of town there, and I thought to myself, this is crazy that this country has changed this fast. Listen to me, Americans. Listen to me, patriots. This is exactly what they're doing to the United States right now.
Exactly.
They're bringing in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these Muslim immigrants into the United States. They're dispersing them all over the United States. And through their Sharia law, they can have their four or five or six wives, have their four or five kids each, 20 or 30 people in their families, and they're going to come in 4 or 5, 10 or 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, we're going to have this massive, massive Muslim population in the United States that will refuse to integrate into Western culture. They're going to refuse to. They're going to demand Sharia law. They're going to go up to the county and they're going to vote. They're going to be citizens. They're going to have equal rights. And we're going to have a big, big nightmare in the United States. Just like they have in Germany right now, just like they have in Sweden right now, just like they have in France right now. We've been to those countries. Those countries are overrun with Muslim immigrants. The last time this mess happened was back in the 1400s, and they were driven back out. And now, through stealth, they've come in, little by little by little. And through this damnable stuff that they do with George Soros funding all of this stuff, bringing this in, trying to destroy the European community. Because what these bankers want to do, this international banking community, these oligarchs that have taken over the world through their fiat currency, through their Babylonian money magic, what they're doing right now is destroying the very culture, the very fabric of society, because they want everybody to no longer have any national ties so they can be controlled. They want a one-world government under a one world. That's what all this is about. It's to destroy the infrastructure, destroy the people, to impoverish us, to drop the standard of living down, and to kill 7 billion people and to drop the population of the planet down to 500 million. They don't want a person being a German or a Frenchman or a Pole or an American or a Russian. Russia has said, forget it, we're not involved in this anymore. We don't want your stupid chemtrails. We don't want your stupid GMOs. We don't want your stupid vaccinations. We want a Christian country. We want to promote God, Jesus. We don't want you people in here anymore. If you don't want to conform to our standards, you need to get out. Now, that's why I like Donald Trump. He says, hey, until we get things sorted out so we don't have a bunch of jihadists coming over that want to blow us up like the trade towers, before we figure it all out, why don't we go ahead and just kind of restrict Muslim immigration until we get this thing sorted out? Oh my God, he's a racist. Now, I realize that the Muslim involvement in 9/11 wasn't what we thought it was in the initial years after 9/11, and we've all watched movies like Loose Change. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it. And another really good one is 9/11 Mysteries. And you need to realize that the Mossad, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, the United States, all of the CIA, all of these different agencies were involved in planning and preparing for 9/11, according to these different research articles that I've read. Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with any of this stuff. But remember, they're using the Muslims to form and to foment World War III. That's what this whole thing's about. They want to destroy the culture. They want to destroy the countries. They want to make us take the mark of the beast. This is the goal. This is the dream. This is the dream of the New World Order, is to completely destroy what God has made, turn everything upside down, promote every filthy culture they can promote, every act of perversion they can pervert. These guys are Satanists. They're child pedophiles is what they are. And here's what's interesting. You know, every once in a while, I get a letter or an email. Somebody says something bad to me, or they send something to Hagman, they say something bad to Hagman, or they say something bad to Steve Quayle, or they say something bad to one of the other patriots that's on radio talking. Here's the deal. While you write the email about what you're talking about, not liking something that we said, some Catholic priest has just sodomized another child. You heard me right. Some Catholic priest has just sodomized another child while you were writing that. The Federal Reserve has stolen millions of dollars from some other bank in some other country while you were writing that. And while you were also writing that, abortions have been taking place all over the United States while you were writing that, while you were criticizing the patriots. Here's the thing, guys. We've got to stop this nonsense. None of this stuff's going to change until we unify as a force. And you have to realize, a lot of the guys that are writing these letters and saying this stuff and posting these blogs and putting all this crap out there and saying lies about me or Hagman or Paul McGuire or any of us, what they're doing is, you don't know if they're not a paid government troll trying to get all of you guys confused to not listen to anything we're saying anymore, to listen to all their trash. This is the typical Tavistock crap they do all of the time to try to break up the unity of a movement. We have a movement now. Donald Trump has tapped into that. When Donald Trump went on Alex Jones and Donald Trump said, I'm going to expose what happened with 9/11, he tapped into the entire movement that we've all felt. We've all known there was something seriously, seriously wrong with what's going on in this country for the past 30 years. We feel it. We know it. We can feel the evil around us. These guys sacrifice children. They sodomize children. And we want to fight with among ourselves? Are you kidding me? Stand together as a unified team, as a unit, and say, my God, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And by God, we're going to commit our plans to you, Lord, and they're going to succeed. And we're going to restore our country, and we're going to restore our nations. That's what we have to understand. And we have
Amen.
To do that.
Hey, Ted, no, you're right on. And that's righteous anger. And we've all got to get to that point where we're going to stand up. And you know, as parents, we need to be educating our children not to put a spirit of fear in them, not to scare them, to have them wake up, to learn how to use wisdom, to realize, I mean, we take our kids to Germany, they are latched onto us. I'm not letting my child out of my sight. I mean, even if they're old enough to understand anything and read history, they're old enough for you to be telling them what's going on and let them be aware of what's going on in America, because they've got to be ready. They're our next generation.
No, You're absolutely right. In fact, when the Pope came out and told the world that since Donald Trump wants to shut down the borders, that he's not a Christian, are you kidding me? We've let 60 to 90 million illegal immigrants come in from Central to South, from South America and Mexico in the last 30 years. We have completely open borders down there. They just come across at will. Nobody even sends them back anymore. And he's telling Donald Trump, says Donald Trump wants to build a border there to stop the onslaught of this into the United States, destroying our culture, that Donald Trump's not a Christian. Why don't you clean your own stinking mess up, Pope? You're the one that killed all of those people down in Buenos Aires. I heard about you, boy. I was down there. I asked about you. I went to your church. I went to your Catholic's church where you were the priest. And I asked the parishioners about you, and they told me you were neck deep in Operation Condor, which was an offshoot of Operation Gladio.
Then
you sent thousands of people to their death in Argentina out of Buenos Aires because you thought they were subservient to they were trying to undermine the government there in Argentina that had been put in by the CIA. That's you, Pope. We all know who you are already. We already know that you run the Vatican Bank and you take all that money from all that heroin that's sold out of Afghanistan and you funnel it through the Vatican Bank and you clean it. And you want to talk about Donald Trump being a Christian after your 50%, up to 50% of your priests are pedophiles and they'd like to screw little boys? You sicko! You're all a bunch of sickos if you believe that stuff is not true. It's just ridiculous that these guys are doing this crap and then we want to get fussy. People want to fuss at us. It's nonsense. This is complete and total nonsense that this stuff is going on and we all sit around and we pretend like it's not happening. The only person that's told the truth about any of this stuff is the fact that Donald Trump's walking up and saying, hey, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And I believe with all of my heart, and I've said this before, and Dave Hodges is coming on next, and you guys need to listen to him. He and I said this today live on his show. In fact, I'll be back on with Dave next Sunday night. I said this to Dave. I said, Dave, I said, I have to believe, as a Christian, I have to believe that John F. Kennedy had an epiphany when his PT boat was shot out from underneath him. And he wrote that
That's
book,
right.
6109, for which he won a Pulitzer Prize. And then he turned around. He was to get rid of the globalists, get rid of the CIA, get rid of the drug running. He said, stop all of that stuff. And then they killed him. I've got to believe that Donald Trump's had an epiphany. I've got to believe he's had a born-again experience. I've got to believe he's had enough and he's seen the truth, Sharon, and he's willing to stand up against it and fight the tyranny. I've got to believe that. Who else are we going to vote for? There is no one else in the Republic. Bernie Sanders? God, he tells the truth more than Hillary Clinton does. So they wanted to put a Bush and a Clinton back on the ticket. Are you kidding me? Things are, oh, God, I'm sorry, Sharon. Go ahead. I got to calm
no,
down.
No. All I can say is pray for Donald Trump. That's if you say, I can't do anything else, pray for him. Pray a hedge of protection around him. Just pray. America needs to pray. Get on your knees and pray.
That's right, because we got to pray for Trump, for protection for Trump. We have to do that. We have to do that, because if we don't pray for protection for Trump, we don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, it's just we've got to do that. It's so very, very, very important that we realize that if we don't pray for protection for Trump, shame on us. Because we've got to believe God that he's working. So we need to station angels around him every day, plead the blood of Christ over him, put a hedge of thorns around him. Mm-hmm. We need to pray for protection for his airplane and the people that are working on the airplane, because we have to. We have to do that. It's absolutely...
Pray for all of our congressmen, that are doing the right thing. Those few people in up in Washington that are Christians, that are trying to make a difference, that can't be blackmailed, that can't be bought out, that really, really, really want to make a difference. Pray for them. It's so important. Prayer does change things, but there is unity in numbers. There's power in numbers. If one could put 1,000 to flight, what could this world do?
That's right. That's right. Look, back, since I mentioned Bernie Sanders, who's telling more truth than Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, had a coughing fit the other day during a speech. She coughed for 2 or 3 minutes because she couldn't breathe properly. Her health is so bad. Bernie Sanders, this is from Gateway Pundit. Bernie Sanders is a bum who didn't earn his first steady paycheck until he was 40 years of age. And then he wormed his way into politics. What a shock. Bernie Sanders was a bum who didn't earn a steady income until he was 40, who was a slob who lived in a shack with a dirt floor. He wrote about the... Woo, dog, I'm not even going to say what he said. He later wrote about... I'm not going to do that. He used to write filthy stories. The socialist then wormed his way into politics. Bernie had his electricity cut off a lot, so he'd run an extension cord down to the basement. He couldn't pay his bills, and today he's running for president so he can take your money and redistribute it. Are you joking me? And guys, if you're a Democrat, he's better than Hillary. He's better than Hillary. At least he doesn't lie about everything all of the time. And at least he really goes after the central banks all of the time, because he's had enough of all that. I don't know. I mean, the whole thing, Sharon, when you look at the election politics of the United States, the fact that Donald Trump was willing to go in and subject himself to this says more to me than anything else. Okay, well, we're out of time. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I didn't mean to get all fussy like that.
We love you guys. Ted, no, you go. You're being led by the Holy Spirit. You go.
Well, guys, thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting HealthMaster. Some of you have actually donated money to HealthMasters. Thank you for that. But if you're going to have a choice between donating something to me for HealthMasters or donating to Katie Whalen, who's coming on next, please give the money for Katie for her treatment protocol that she's doing. Thank you for buying our supplements. Thank you for supporting us. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And thank you for being there to listen. Thank you for being our friends. And please forward these videos out, forward these shows out. And we will see you guys tomorrow, 3 to 4. Talk to you guys tomorrow, 3 to 4 live, Eastern Standard Time, the same place, Global Star Radio. Love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.